One thing I have noticed that is a common problem with non-native English speakers is understanding the difference between can and can't within a sentence. Maybe understanding the difference isn't a problem for you, but have you ever had someone ask you for clarification about whether you said can or can't? After all, it seems that there is only one small difference in sound, either a t or no t at the end. This can be especially difficult in situations like this, where the next word starts with a t sound. I can take you to the airport versus I can't take you to the airport. In these examples, it is difficult to hear if the t sound is coming from can't or if it's from the word take that comes right after it. Fortunately, there is a little trick that might be able to help you. When native English speakers are listening to someone, they are not necessarily listening for the whole word. They are listening for the difference in the vowel sound in can and can't. In regular speech and in context of the full sentence, the vowel sound is different for each word. Can actually sounds like kin and has a shorter vowel sound. Kin, kin, kin. Can't, however, has a longer vowel sound, which is pronounced more like the vowel you hear in the word cat. Can't, can't, can't. Listen for the difference. Number one, I can go. Number two, I can't go. I can go. I can't go. Number two, you can do it. You can't do it. You can do it. You can't do it. Number three, he can help me. He can't help me. He can help me. He can't help me. Number four, we can tell you. We can't tell you. We can tell you. We can't tell you. Number five, my friend can loan me some money. My friend can't loan me money. My friend can loan me money. My friend can't loan me money. Now let's try those two tricky sentences again. I can take you to the airport. I can't take you to the airport. Did you hear the difference? I can take you to the airport. I can't take you to the airport. Hopefully you heard the difference between can and can't in those sentences. Now I will say five sentences using either can or can't. See if you can tell which one I've said. Number one, I can't go. I can't go. Number two, you can't do it. You can't do it. Number three, he can help me. He can help me. Number four, we can tell you. We can tell you. Number five, my friend can't loan me money. My friend can't loan me money. Okay, how did you do? In number one, I said can't, can't. Number two, I said can't, can't. Number three, I said can. Number four, I said can. Number five, I said can't. Hopefully you got them all right, and I hope this was helpful for you.